When I woke up this morning, I thought I heard the birds and wildlife cheering. That quote from Earth Justice Attorney Kristen Boyles. She said, "Now I know why." Well, the why is that an Interior Department official who manipulated the work of federal scientists has resigned. That is one Julie McDonald. And also cheering is Michael Halpern. He's head of the Scientific Integrity Program for the Union of Concerned Scientists. And this is good news, you say, not good enough, but certainly a sign that things are moving in the right direction with some Democrats asking some tough questions.
Well, it's certainly a great step. Julie McDonald saw the writing on the wall and knew that she was going to be facing even more tough questions as to her conduct in interfering in the work of federal scientists.
And was this expected, this move, or is this a surprise to even those who have been, calling for this kind of action?
No, it was a little bit of a surprise. We didn't know that this was coming quite this soon, but Julie McDonald has certainly been under a lot of pressure to explain her actions over the past several months. The Union of Concerned Scientists and a number of other conservation groups brought documents to the Washington Post back in November showing that Julie McDonald had, in several cases, manipulated, suppressed, and distorted the work of individual scientists at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, basically to prevent the listing of several highly imperiled species under the Endangered Species Act.
And I understand the woman I just quoted a minute ago, Kristen Boyles, was actually facing off against Julie McDonald, several times. I guess she was a little bit loud and boisterous and even angry when provoked.
She certainly seemed to be a fiery character.
Feisty, huh?
Inspector General report from the EPA that came out a few weeks ago that claimed that Julie McDonald had bullied scientists, had harassed them, even calling them at home to try to get them to capitulate to her demands.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is more of the same. This is something you guys have been really pressing hard, where there's political interference into science.
Well, certainly, she's one of the more egregious actors, but this is emblematic of a greater problem of political interference in science across a number of issues, everything from endangered species to global warming to food and drug safety.
So why is this a good start, but still more is needed? Are there other Julie McDonalds lurking?
Well, certainly. And one of the wonderful things that we've had with the new balance of power here in the United States is that the Democratic Congress has decided that they will conduct a lot more oversight over the administration's actions when it comes to science. There have been several hearings thus far looking into political interference in climate change science. And next week, it's mainly as a result of Julie McDonald's actions, there will be a hearing into political interference in endangered species science. We expect this oversight to continue, and we expect the democratically controlled Congress to hold the administration accountable and to have tough questions for appointees to top positions within the Bush administration.
Did she cite any reasons for stepping down?
According to the media reports that I read, she had cited some personal reasons for stepping down. Certainly I'm sure that the fact that she would be discussed heavily next week didn't hurt.
Tell us a little bit about the report that your group did in February of 2005 with Fish and Wildlife Service workers specifically. How many of them felt there had been interference?
Sure. Well, we had heard a number of examples of political interference in science over the past several years. However, they were all anecdotal evidence. An example here, an example there. It's really difficult to figure out how pervasive this problem is. So UCS surveyed scientists at federal agencies, one of them being the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and found extremely widespread political interference in science at the agency. Two-thirds of those who responded to the survey, 303 scientists, were aware of cases when Interior Department political appointees had interfered with scientific findings. And 84 of those scientists reported that they themselves were directed to inappropriately exclude or alter technical information from agency scientific documents. These numbers should be zero.
And do you have any specific actions that you can connect to Julie McDonald in terms of things being reversed or just going in the wrong direction under her leadership?
Certainly. If you look on our website at UCSUSA.org, you can find a number of examples, and you can actually see the documents where Julie McDonald stepped in and personally edited the work of scientists. You can see it in Microsoft Word track changes. It's pretty incredible stuff.
This sounds almost like the Philip Cooney incident, you know, where documents were edited about watering down the seriousness of the threat posed by climate change. He obviously was very connected to the oil industry. That's where he had come from and went right back to. What's her connection and what's her motivation, do you think? I mean, does she not like fish and birds or what?
Well, she certainly was more of the opinion that regulations should be voluntary and that there were business solutions to a lot of these issues. So,
Is that big business speaking then with their influence?
I think in some ways, yes. And Julie McDonald needs to know, and other people like her need to know that we're going to be pushing for more openness in this process, so that the scientific basis for decisions is not obscured. You know, we know that policy decisions are made on a wide variety of factors. You know, there's political influences, there are economic influences, but to obscure the science behind a decision is just dishonest and unacceptable.
And what about the endangered species, you know, protections? Are you worried about those?
Well, certainly. You know, in the last Congress, we saw legislation being put forward that would have severely undermined the scientific principles behind the Endangered Species Act. That legislation passed quickly through the House, but was held up in the Senate and ultimately did not go through. We're not expecting similar legislation, but the administration seems to be attempting to implement a lot of the provisions that undercut the science of the Endangered Species Act by changing regulations within federal agencies. And it's certainly something we're going to be watching closely and activating our scientist networks to respond to.
This is something EcoTalk has been following closely, and with the help of organizations like Union of Concerned Scientists, we've really been documenting a lot of this. Just step back for a moment and tell us how outrageous this is, this pattern of interference.
Well, political interference in science, as you know, has become really pervasive in recent years. There's a scientist statement on scientific integrity that was organized by the Union of Concerned Scientists that now has 12,000 scientists, including senior science advisors dating back to President Eisenhower, on both the Republican and Democratic sides of the aisle, stating that this is not business as usual, that in the past, scientists have been able to do their work free of harassment, and that things need to change if we're going to make informed policy decisions about our health and our safety and our environment.
I understand you are calling on Interior Department Secretary Dirk Kempthorne to take action to ensure that the work of federal scientists will not be subject to political manipulation. Any response from him yet?
Well, we haven't heard any response from him, but we are hoping that the hearings next week will shed more light on this topic and will encourage Secretary Kempthorne to not only clean house at Interior, but also to ensure that there is transparency in the decision-making process over there so that other political appointees think twice before they alter or distort these types of scientific documents.
And the hearings you just referred to will be on May 9th, the House Natural Resources Committee taking this up. And Dr. Griffo, who's been a guest on this program, will be testifying?
Correct, yes. It's next Wednesday, and people can watch it on C-SPAN or on the House Resources website.
Is she going to have more bombshells, or is it pretty much what we've been talking about today?
Well, we'll just have to see. You know, there certainly is always more information coming out. There'll be a few scientists testifying also at the hearing about their personal experiences, and we know that there are more stories out there. So any scientists or anyone who has more insight to shed on these abuses of science, we'd love to hear them.
When you interact with the public, maybe it's just friends casually, socially, do you think there's enough outrage out there, or are we suffering, the American public, from the frog in the warm water heating up slowly syndrome, where this is just more of the same, and yet it is so serious, the consequences?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly difficult to know even where to start when you have scores of examples of misuse of science. It's really difficult to get your head around all of them, and when it's happening in so many different agencies, it's difficult to figure it out. So, the public is certainly outraged. Thousands and thousands of scientists and others have expressed their concern, and because of that that work, Congress is starting to take a look at these issues. Congress has never really before tackled issues of scientific integrity because there hasn't been the need. So it's really a pioneering work that we are engaged in, and we'll be working to ensure that the next president doesn't misuse science in the way that this one has.
And in our last minute, speaking of frog soup analogies, how are the frogs doing out there? Are any of them endangered?
I don't know if I can speak to the frogs. I'm not sure. It's not something that I've been following. But
I don't know if you've been following this disappearing bee story. That's pretty alarming.
That certainly is. That certainly is. And we need our scientists out there to be able to work free of constraints so that they can solve the mysteries of the world and respond to America's most complex problems.
Thank you so much for shedding light on these problems and getting at the truth. Michael Halpern is head of the Scientific Integrity Program for the Union of Concerned Scientists. That's it for this edition of EcoTalk. We'll see you next time.